Proclamation number 3495 of 23rd of July, 1945. Spiritual and material creations. Innumerable worlds exist in God's creation, the purpose of which is the upward development of the spiritual, which is to find its way back to God. And innumerable worlds are therefore carriers of this spiritual, which is partly materially bound and partly inhabits these worlds in spiritual bonds according to its state of maturity. It is not only earthly material creations which have the task of carrying spiritual substances, but since there are different degrees of development, the spiritual substance does not always need matter but can also continue its ascent development in spiritual creations as soon as it is passed through earthly matter. But even then, the spiritual still has to fulfill tasks which require some kind of creations which present themselves to the spiritual under incomparable and their versatility, kind and purpose. The spiritual can test itself on all these works of creation. It can let its will to love become action according to its abundance of strength and light. The spiritual creations are only visible to the spiritual eye when the being has reached a certain degree of maturity, before that it is in worlds. If it has left the earth immature, in which it cannot recognize any creations because it is completely dark around the being, thus the miracles of creation also increase with the state of maturity, so that the being can repeatedly observe new creations throughout eternities and recognize God's infinite love in them. The spiritual creations are much richer and completely inconceivable to the human eye. They constantly give evidence of God's creative will, of His love, which constantly seeks to make His creatures happy, and of His unsurpassable wisdom. They are also indestructible but changeable in themselves, because the spiritual does not rest but is constantly active, and spiritual creations are again the expression of strength of perfect beings of light who constantly create and create in order to give the still undeveloped or lowly mature spiritual possibilities to progress in development. Completely immature spiritual beings need material creations. But from a certain degree of maturity these are no longer necessary but are replaced by spiritual creations which, however, likewise give the being the opportunity to attain brightest light. The further away the being is from God, the harder is the cover by which it is surrounded, and the more material is also the creation to which it is assigned as inhabitant. If the being has left earth in the same God-distant state, then it still feels surrounded by the same material creation, although the spiritual kingdom has now become its abode. 23rd of the 7th, 1945. These creations stand before its spiritual eye because the desire for them is still so great that the soul creates material things for itself in thought and now believes to move in them. Hence they are not spiritual creations which came into being through the will of God and the beings of light, but they are foam formations which the soul imagines for itself through its will, which it therefore does not actually see with its spiritual eye but only lets arise before its senses in the memory of earth. It will also never be able to enjoy these creations because they always disappear as soon as they want to be used by the being, so that the soul very soon recognizes the transience of its creations, which is their purpose. The spiritual creations, on the other hand, are imperishable, only in constant change, i.e., they rise ever more perfect before the being's spiritual eye the further it rises in perfection. Again and again it is allowed to behold new structures which bear witness to God's love, wisdom and omnipotence in unimagined glory and yet also stimulate loving activity again. Because all these spiritual worlds harbor beings which develop higher through the transfer of strength and therefore strive towards the beholding being of light, attracted by the abundance of light which radiates from those beings. Material worlds are mostly without light and require increased care by the beings of light. Yet the care for the inhabitants of material worlds is an act of mercy by the beings of light in which happiness also lies at the same time, because love constantly impels them to be mercifully active. Spiritual worlds themselves radiate light because their inhabitants are recipients of light in various degrees of maturity. And that is why the spiritual worlds are in contact with the material worlds. They emit their light to the places of darkness according to the inhabitants' willingness to receive, which can see the spiritual worlds as luminous celestial bodies which circle the lightless celestial body in certain orbits. But the radiation of light only happens spiritually and is therefore only felt by the inhabitants of the material world who long for light and shape themselves as receptacles through their way of life. Only in the spiritual kingdom is the radiation of light visible to the being which is able to see spiritually through its maturity of soul. And thus countless creations have emerged from God's will to shape, which His infinite love let come into being in order to lead the imperfect spiritual into perfection and to make the perfect spiritual happy. And His power and glory is expressed in all His works of creation. However, it only becomes recognizable in all its greatness to the being which, in the spheres of light, enjoys the bliss of dwelling close to God and being constantly permeated by His strength of love. For this is bliss, to feel God's strength and power, to be seized by His love and to be allowed to be active in the same will with God for all eternity. Amen.